things. Fine as hell. Thick as fuck. Oh my God. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Shorty really blow the pie.
That's true.
Like a pro.
Fuck you, thought.
Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie. Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall dog, yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad.
Yeah. What's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to chop up some real good game on today's show, as we always do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the call-in number. Call me up. Have your questions ready so we can chop up game. And we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And don't you go nowhere, right here on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Hypocrisy in America is at an all-time high right now. And there's a brand new book out today called Hypocrisy in America, The Veil of White Supremacy. Now, this book explains how the dominant society has used hypocritical tactics to confuse people about the system of racism, white supremacy. If you want clarity about racism, you need to get this book, Hypocrisy in America, The Veil of White Supremacy, available on Amazon right now by author Scott Heggs. Hypocrisy in America, The Veil of White Supremacy. Get it right now.
VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
On today's mission, we're going to talk about sex as a weapon. The top 12 reasons why so many good men are still single. 7 characteristics of a good woman. How being friends with benefits can backfire on you. Dumb dating moves you make with smartphones. Dating, relationships, and life is war. Fight to win.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find it, maybe you can hear the Victory Unlimited Show.
Privy Point is a new mobile app that lets you market, sell, buy, discover, trade, alert, search, plan, manage, and much, much more, all from your mobile device, no matter where you are. Privy Point has the power to make you a merchant, reporter, event organizer, buyer, seller, and much more just from one single app. Privy Point is basically the Swiss Army knife for mobile apps. So get yours right now at privypoint.com. That's PRIVIPOINT.com. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, becomerichfamousfast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out becomerichfamousfast.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda.
Hey,
because you're a hoe.
Yes, you're going to hell, Shonda. You a hoe. Man, what's going on, fam? We're back. Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back in Ready to Chop Up Game. Now, for those who don't know, I rarely mention this. You can get the show on iTunes. You can get the Tariq Elite Radio Show downloaded automatically on iTunes to your iPhone. So go to the iTunes App Store and just get the show for free. And you can get it downloaded automatically every week, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of that, I got some other stuff that I'm trying to put together. I'm out here in L.A. Anybody in L.A., I need some guys who know how to do tech stuff, who know how to put together studios. I'm trying to get a broadcast studio in my office. I want to get a whole new setup because we're going to be filming some stuff. And I want to get it set up fly. So my guys out here in L.A., brothers out here, you tech geeks, you engineering geeks, you don't have to be a geek. I'm just using that as a point of reference. But if you know how to put together studios and setups and online studios, internet studios, anything like that, and you're thorough, I'm not talking about some funky finger production shit, email me, man, so we can do some business, man. My email is info@tariqelite.com. info@tariqelite.com. If you're out here in the Valley area of LA, if you're somewhere down in San Diego, that ain't gonna work. But if you're out here somewhere in the Valley, you know how to put together studios and internet stuff and internet broadcasting stuff, because we're trying to get a setup at one of my locations. Y'all holla at me, all my LA tech people. And also what we're looking for like a female co-host for a project we're putting together too. We're going to get a lot of content out here popping. Want a female co-host that can really help chop up some good game about relationships. And I got some projects that I want to put together. So again, if you're a thorough female, you got the look, you look good on camera, you sound good on radio, email me, info@tariqelite.com. And email if you're serious about doing business. Don't just email for the sake of emailing. A lot of niggas do shit like that. Sometimes we just like to let our voices be heard just for the sake of being seen, and we're not really serious about doing business. Email me if you're serious about making some things happen. That's info@tariqelite.com. The phone lines are cracking. I hope everybody has Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you don't have that, you're slipping. You can get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com. And also, shout out to everybody who signed up for the More Us app. We are popping at More Us. And I apologize for all the glitches and the bugs happening with the site, because so many people are registering, signing up for the app. It crashes. It's been crashing and it's been freezing. And we have, I had my tech people rectify a lot of that stuff. There was a new update today, so you can now post live links on the site. And we got the mapping location glitch together, so now you can find people by their location and hook up with people through searching locations. So you go to the iTunes App Store and download the More Russ app, or go to MoreRus, MoreRus.com, MoreRus.com. Now let's chop it up. Let's see who we got on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. A lot of people are calling. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Oh, did I hang up on the person? Hold on. My thing is freezing up. Hold on. My Skype is acting up. Hold on. Let's try this. What's up, man? Hello?
It's Tariq.
There you go. I'm thinking it's my shit, Raggedy. It's you. Got the phone muffled. This nigga was still in stalker mode. You got your phone rigged so you can stalk chicks, and you forgot that you had a sock over the phone. You're like, hey, hello. My bad. Hey, what's up, man? So what's going on, man? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Miami.
All right, man, what's on your mind, man?
Look, I had a quick question. I just graduated high school, and I'm kind of thinking about what to do with my life. I know Sunday you was talking about religion, but I'm kind of thinking about maybe joining the Nation of Islam. I wanted your thoughts on that organization there.
Okay. That's an option. I like the Nation of Islam. Nothing wrong with that. But as far as what do you want to do personally? What's your personal desire? What drives you? What do you like to do?
I like writing. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you. What's your writing process like to really be thorough in the writing game?
Right now, because I'm working on a script right now, so you know, books, scripts, all of that's the same. It's all the same.
One
important thing is, if you have a project, you have to literally force yourself to work on it every day. Once you get a project started, just like with this script. Now, look, I got babies running all over the house. I'm doing a million things. I got apps going. But at the end of the day, I force myself to write something that's going to contribute to the script every night. Excuse me, brother. So that's what you do. And just like when I was doing Hidden Colors, the last Hidden Colors, you know, you got to force yourself to work on the project every day and don't miss a day, even if it's a little bit. Just force yourself to do it every day, because the minute you start slacking, when you start coming up with excuses and you start missing days, you're going to start missing more days. Then you're going to miss more days.
Yeah, it's like a snowball effect.
It's going to snowball. Then you're going to put the shit to the side and it's just going to sit up forever. So you got to work on it every day. Make yourself do it. Force yourself, even if it's at 2:00 in the morning, get up and write something on that project and just push all the way through it. That's how you get it done. You feel me?
Okay, cool. Yes, sir.
What you thinking about writing about?
Man, I'm all over the place. Like, I know, I'm influenced by like Elijah Muhammad's work.
Yeah.
So kind of like in that field, you know, trying to help the black man and women, you know, just different kind of like reform stuff that he, you know, wrote on and hit on. So I want to kind of follow up on that.
Yeah, and also you young, man. You 18 or 19?
18.
Yeah, so you 18. So what I would say, you need to get some life experience under your belt. You need to get out there and start traveling. You know, Miami's lovely, but go to different spots and just kind of vibe with people and just see the world. See what's happening out there so you can gain experience so that you will have a whole plethora of things to write about. You write about your experiences. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. But thanks for the call, fam.
No problem.
Yes, indeed. We got the youth calling up from Miami. We're going to be down there in Miami filming this movie, as a matter of fact. We're going to be down there filming, getting it popping. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We got the chat room cracking over here. Let me see who else we got in the room. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Greg. What's going on, man?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Jay from Rochester.
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's on your mind?
Just wanted to ask your opinion on LeBron James endorsing Hillary Clinton, man. Just want to get your thoughts on that. I'll see you all the time, man. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt, brother. Yeah, I heard LeBron endorse Hillary Clinton, and I mean, that's his prerogative. You know, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not endorsing any of these people, you know, and Hillary included. And I know a lot of people, they are basically doing the lesser of two evils thing. You know, a lot of folks are going for Hillary, and I don't blame them, because, you know, you're dealing with Trump. And everybody, as far as I'm concerned, any person who supports Trump is a suspected white supremacist. You just have to go ahead and suspect that they're white supremacists. They're running on a white supremacist platform. And this should be a wake-up call to a lot of black folks who've made excuses for white supremacy. As you see, Trump has a lot of support. And a lot of black people are shocked that there's so many white supremacists out here in the country. Duh! What have people been trying to tell you for the last umpteenth years? Black folks want to act shocked. We've been telling you for years that we're in a total system of white supremacy, and somebody's a damn white supremacist. And now you see who some of them are. All these people out here repping for Trump. Trump has no tangible policy ideas. He's just spewing a bunch of slogans and catchphrases. He's not saying anything that's remotely coherent. But his constituents know that he is on a white supremacist platform, and that's all they need. It's just the rise of Hitler. I talked about that last week. I did a whole show about that. But as far as LeBron James, I mean, it sounded like they made some kind of deal. You know, a lot of times people make these little deals where they get personal clout for themselves if they endorse somebody. Yeah.
So who knows? I'm not, you know, I don't know what's in LeBron James's heart. I don't know if he really likes Hillary. So this is just conjecture. You dig? But more power to him. I can't knock the dude for his choice. If he feels that there's something in Hillary that's going to work, more power to him. I just don't. Not a fan of Hillary, not a fan of Trump, and I'm not a fan of voting in this election, and I'm going to say it again. Black folks need to stay their asses home in this election. You do not need to vote. The most strategic thing you can do is not vote in this election. It's a waste of time. It's a complete waste of time, and don't let nobody fool you. What's up, who's calling?
Yeah, what's up, Freak? This is Andre calling.
Andre, where you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois, brother.
What's going on out there in Chi-Town, brother?
You know, same old thing, man. You know, pimping everything.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind?
Man, what's on my mind? Thanks for answering the call, man. I've been following you for a while, brother, and I just want to see you a shout-out, man, and everything.
No doubt, man. Tell the people
but
in
what's,
Chicago.
What's really been on my mind, man, is the fact that, man, black people, we need reparations, man. It's getting out of hand, man. We need reparations, man. We need it now, man. We got puppets like Obama in the office that's not speaking up for black people. And I'm a college student, man. I'm about to get ready to probably go to law school, and this has really got me heated, man.
Yeah, I feel you, brother. I feel you, man. But thanks for the call, fam. Yeah, we do. And the UN, the United Nations, basically said, yeah, black people need reparations, but, you know, the U.S. is on the bullshit right now, and we're not even getting the right to live. They're on their white supremacist kick right now because, again, they're trying to create an apartheid state because the white supremacist numbers are dwindling. So they're creating an apartheid state to consolidate their power. So black folks are going to have to start being all about black empowerment. Everything you do has to be about ultimately empowering black people collectively, not just yourself, because you do need to empower yourself, but we have to think in terms of empowering not just ourselves, but black people collectively. Get enough empowered black people so we can protect each other from the violence of systematic white supremacy. See, that's the thing. We got to get off that symbol shit. We're so content with symbolisms. That's something we got to get off of. All right. Now let's get into some game. I haven't chopped up no real good game in a while. I'm going to chop up some game a little bit later on the show. Now, have you guys checked out that new show, Luke Cage? I finally got to watch the new show on Netflix called Luke Cage. Love it. Very great. Good series. Love the cast. Love the way it's filmed. Very good series. Luke Cage is a new Marvel comic live action show on Netflix, and it's about a black comic book character called Luke Cage, and it's just a good show. It's a good series, and it was so popular, so many people were watching it when it first came out, it actually crashed Netflix. And what's funny, there were some white supremacists, people in the dominant society, that were upset with the show. They were talking about it's low-key reverse racism because it has an all-black cast. They were actually complaining in Complex. They did a story about that, how people, white people online, were complaining about the Luke Cage show because it was so black. And I didn't really notice it until they pointed it out. And I'm like, oh yeah, the majority of the cast is black. So they were like, uh-oh, we're all the white people in this. And that's interesting. People in the dominant society, when there is an absence of whiteness, they immediately go on alert. Somebody in the chat room said Simone Mizik is dope. Yeah, and I like her. Is a sister. Her real name is Simone Mizik. She's in there. She's like an older, well, I won't say older. She's like in her 30s. She's around 36. And she's a sexy, mature lady. She's a grown ass lady. She had a little semi sex scene in there. And I'm like, okay, that's a grown ass woman right there. But the thing is, people in the dominant society, they always have a problem with shows like that. And it's not because there's too many black people in it. Let's be very clear. The problem they have is not that there are too many black people, because there's a lot of shows with nothing but black people. But as long as black people are cooning and buffooning and shucking and jibing, oh, it's perfectly fine. They don't have a problem with a whole bunch of black folks. It's the thing, they have a problem with black folks who are in charge, black folks who are showing semblance of power, and black folks who show semblance of dignity. That's the problem they have. When you got too many black folks doing that, that's the problem. That is the problem. And in this show, the Luke Cage show, the character, he's a very dignified brother. He doesn't like to curse. You know, he has a lot of morals. He's using his superpowers to do good. And that's another thing. If there's a super nigga, they always want the super nigga to be a super predator, like Hillary Clinton said. They like black folks to use their super nigga powers for evil. So you have a show with black folks with dignity and black people in control. You have black crime bosses. You have black superheroes. You have black politicians. Black people running things. And they're like, uh-oh. Wait a minute. Black folks are in control and these niggas aren't sidekicks for anybody. So they always want us to be the Danny Glover. They always want us to be up under a Mel Gibson or a Tom Cruise or somebody. We always got to be the sidekick. But when you have black folks who are not subjected to any white lead characters, that's always a problem. That's always a problem. So I love the show. And again, I didn't notice that it was a black, all black cast, because I'm so used to seeing black folks. The show is set in Harlem. There's a lot of black people in Harlem, so it looks realistic to me as far as the casting, because that's what you see when you go to black areas. I mean, now there's Harlem is being slowly gentrified now, but the white supremacists, they had a problem with another movie that had an all black cast, and I never noticed it had an all black cast until somebody pointed it out, and that was the Eddie Murphy movie, Boomerang. That's one of my favorite movies, a movie from 1992. And I've talked about Boomerang being one of my favorite movies before, but that movie had an all-black cast, and the white supremacists went on alert, and they really panned that movie. But the movie did good. It was a successful movie, and it was a very good movie, but the fact is, you had black people in control. You had a black people running an advertising firm, black folks looking good, black folks living in nice homes, black folks riding in nice vehicles, black folks weren't shucking and jiving. It was a romantic comedy. It was a funny comedy. You had good-looking black men and women. You had Robin Givens. You had Halle Berry in it. So everybody was dressed good, looking good, acting dignified, and being funny and sexy. And that put the white supremacists on alert. Uh-oh, what is this? Wait, ain't nobody smoking crack? Ain't nobody dancing a jig? Ain't nobody talking in Ebonics? What is this shit? What is this unrealistic shit? See, when niggas ain't shucking and jiving, it ain't even real to the white supremacists. When we ain't buck dancing and our eyes bulging out of our faces and we're not talking mush mouth babble, the shit ain't even real to the white supremacists. You know, they love shit like Precious and The Blind Side. Everybody's walking around mush mouth, sad, deprived. That's what they like. So this is why we have to take control of our project. This is why, again, the white supremacists, they don't like Hidden Colors either. They do not like Hidden Colors. They act like Hidden Colors don't exist. They act like Hidden Colors don't outsell all their documentaries, because it's too much dignity. It's too much black power. It's too much black control that comes with that. That's why I love that Luke Cage show. I love it. Absolutely love it. I love the idea of it. I love the show. I love the fact that so many people are supporting it. Love it. And this is why we're going to have to take control of our content. It's very important for us to take control of our content and promote things. You can have violence and crime and all that, but you can still have a balance of dignity. You know, this is why we're putting together a lot of new projects in the works. And this is another thing with Netflix. This is showing how alternative media outlets are competing with the traditional media outlets like television and theatrical. And we got to start taking advantage of these mediums. This is why we're putting together a lot of content over here at King Flex Entertainment. And again, I'm working on the script now. There's a movie we're going to shoot down in Miami, and I'm trying to figure out what medium we're going to have it on. But we're going to get it popping. But the thing is, whenever we promote dignity and we promote control, the white supremacists will always fuel and assist things that will try to take us a step backwards. And that's why I want to talk about this whole slut walk thing. I'm going to talk about this slut walk thing. Now, as we know, our brother Nat Parker, Nat Parker is coming out with The Birth of a Nation this week. It's going to be released in a couple of days. And the white supremacist media, they're still milking the non-story of the fake rape allegation that man had and he was acquitted of. There was a suspected white supremacist female who falsely accused him of rape. This man went to court. A majority white jury saw all the evidence and said, okay, this man is innocent. And the white supremacist media and their broke down, mush mouth, butter biscuit eating Negro minions are still trying to milk this whole Nate Parker shit. They're trying to make him apologize, and he's like, no, I'm not going to apologize. I have nothing to apologize for. I was found innocent. And certain media outlets are criticizing Nate Parker for not apologizing, and he better not apologize. Because what they're trying to do, the man was found innocent. They're trying to get him to apologize so they can use the apology as an admission of guilt. They're doing everything to try to basically take focus off the movie's content, which is rebellion. They want to take the conversation off rebellion and put it back on this fake rape charge. They're trying their damnedest to milk that. Nate, he better not ever apologize. Because that's what they want. They want an apology so that will be used as an admission of guilt. These white supremacists are slick. They're trying to wear you down with their fuckery. So this is why everybody should support that movie. And we got to be clear. When you go to the movies this weekend to see Birth of a Nation, please check your movie tickets. Because they're real slick. And they did this at a couple of Tyler Perry movies. And I had to get the real ticket. They'll give you a ticket for another movie, a white movie. If you're trying to go see a black movie, they will deliberately give you a ticket for another movie, so that will cut into the box office sales of the black movie. That's an old trick that they try to do to say, hey, look, we put a black movie out and the reports, the sales didn't go as we wanted to. That's an old trick that they've done to try to shit on black movies. You dig? So the thing is, this whole slut walk thing, they got Amber Rose. Amber Rose has the Amber Rose slut walk. And that's something that the white supremacist feminists, they've been doing for a while to talk about rape and all this stuff. And Amber Rose, you know, she's made her come up off black society. And y'all know I have issues with Amber Rose. I have an issue with Amber Rose. I do. Amber Rose, she's a very lovely lady. Not going to take that away from us. I'm not one of these people. If I have an issue with somebody, I'm like, she ugly anyway. No, Amber Rose is a fly chick. Physically, she's a fine motherfucker. She is. Very attractive woman. Banging body, the whole shebang. Now, she ain't got that much talent. But banging body, good looking chick, I give her that. But the thing is, Amber Rose is one of these people who comes around black society, and black people will elevate a person like Amber Rose because she almost looks white. She's not white, but she almost looks white. And in her mind, I think that she thinks she's white. But in white society, they know she ain't white. So she's one of these tragic mulattoes. And Amber Rose comes from a family of degenerates based on her own admission. Bunch of drug addicts and junkies in her family. Bunch of white wannabes. And because they are not accepted fully in white society, they're these in limbo tragic mulattoes who think that they're somehow better than black folks, even though they're a bunch of fucking junkies. That's why Amber Rose got into stripping at a very young age, because her junkie family. These are, I'm not trying to disparage anybody. She said that her family was drug addicts. She had drug addicts in her family. And the thing is, you know, people like that, she comes around black society, and we will elevate the trash of other groups. We got a very bad habit of that. Other groups can't get nothing popping in their own community, so they come around us and we'll elevate the shit out of them. And they will still distance themselves from us. Because Amber Rose, she has said in many interviews, she is not black. She's like, I am not black at all. I am not a black woman. No, I am not black. And as a matter of fact, when she got married to Wiz Khalifa, she talked about how her family of tragic mulattoes, of wannabe whites, were upset because of their racism that she got married to a black man. Now, Amber Rose says that she's Cape Verdean and her mom is Cape Verdean. Have you seen Amber Rose's mother? Her mother's clearly a black woman, but I guess her mother thinks just because she came from or has lineage in the island of Cape Verde that she's something other than black. But Cape Verde is an island full of Negroes. It's an island full of Negroes who speak Portuguese. So you got to watch out for that. So when people start coming around black society, but they distance themselves from blackness and they claim everything else but blackness. OK, I'm like, OK, now, you want the elevation of black society, but you don't want the struggle and everything else. But you want us to elevate you to that next level. And you're not trying to empower the community that you're exploiting. So the thing is, we elevate Amber Rose, and you know, she fucked with Kanye, she got married to Wiz Khalifa, you know, she's popping her ass, former stripper, all that stuff. And now she does this slut walk thing where basically the slut walk now has morphed into, hey, just because we're strippers, why don't you accept us and wife us up? We're wifeable. Treat us just like any other woman. Just because we pop our ass and we suck a little dick here and there and we're sluts, just accept us like everybody else. See, the thing is, and we're going to get into some game. Let's look at it. Let's put your game shoes on. Let's look at it from a hustler's perspective. Because the whole free love, free sex thing, that started in the 1960s by white feminists. White feminists came around and they said, hey, look, forget all that civil rights stuff. Let's all get into free love, free sex. Everybody just start fucking. And all of that stuff started in the San Francisco Bay Area. That was the epicenter of it. All of these hippies and people who dropped out of society went to San Francisco and they said, hey man, forget about the system, man. let's just get out here. Let's not worry about money. Let's just do drugs, have free love, free sex, and let's just have a good time. And a lot of the feminists were in that. Ladies, take your bra off, let your titties bounce. Black women, come on, y'all can take your bra off and you show your titties too. Forget about fighting the man. We're fighting patriarchy. Forget about racism. Let's all just show our pussy. So they were doing all that stuff out there in the Bay Area. And the thing is, no matter how you try to approach the game is going to always be the same. So now you have all these women out here slutting it up because they're told have free love, but relationships are still going to be relationships. Now, no square dude in his right mind is going to want to have a serious relationship with a woman who's out here on some free love shit, sexing it up, unless he's moist. Unless it's a dude who likes to have his booty hole diddled himself. Unless he's a swinger. And most of those dudes who are into that swinging shit, they like to have their little booty holes diddled with too. So now when these women are out here slutting it up, women have an innate desire to be in a relationship. So now if women are out here slutting it up, meaning you out here fucking this dude, fucking that dude because it's free love and it's your pussy and you're empowered by throwing your pussy around, who are you going to have a real relationship with? Because you get the sexual gratification, but women need mental and emotional gratification, and you need that from some form of stability. You need to have a relationship with a male or a male-like figure, because even if you're a lesbian, you have a male-like figure. Somebody's going to strap on a ding-a-ling. So they're going to be male-like as a form of stability for you. Am I getting too deep for the room? I just want y'all to follow me. Y'all following me, chat room? So, if you are a woman slutting it up, you throwing that cooch around, you eating dicks every other day, and it's free love, and you with a hippie dude, you're not going to really want to be with that hippie dude too long because he's going to be sucking dick with you. So that's not what you really want to be with in the long term. And a square dude who's, you know, working every day looking for a monogamous relationship, he's not going to be down with the slut going in and out of the house sucking dick willy-nilly. He's not going to be down with that. You can't legitimize that with a square dude. So the thing is, who's going to be down for that? Who can you have a relationship with that's somewhat stable? You'll get somewhat of your emotional gratification satisfied. You're going to get that with some pimping. The only other person that's going to be cool with that, that you can have a sustainable relationship with, is some pimping. And when you get with some pimping and you slutting it up, the pimping is going to get you under some instructions. They're going to dry up all that slutting and they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, you need to be getting something out the game except dick residue. They're going to start lacing you and then put you up under some rules and some instructions. Then they're going to start putting you up on some hoeing, which is much better than slutting, because at least hoeing has an agenda and there are rules and regulations to the hoeing, and I'm talking about bona fide hoeing. That's why when you look at the late 60s, early 70s, pimps were springing up all over the Bay Area, right around Berkeley, San Francisco, Oakland. That was a pimp's haven. And the reason why, because all of that free love, free sex, free slutting. Whenever you have free love, free sex, free slutting, there's going to be some pimping right around the corner. Because that's how the game works. Water seeps its own level. The slutting is going to magnify and is going to attract some pimping. And see, that's what a lot of sluts today want to avoid. Because see, I was doing an interview the other day with somebody and they were talking about how they thought that, you know, pimping, all the pimps, They take advantage of people. No. And I'm not, you know, co-signing pimping good, bad, right, or wrong. I'm just telling you how the game is. The pimping ain't always about that huggy bear shit where somebody's taking advantage of a runaway. It ain't all about that all the time. Pimping is a choice thing. The hoes got to choose up on the PIs. And the reason why hoes and sluts will choose a pimp is because nobody else is going to be with them and sustain an emotional relationship if they choose a slut hoe lifestyle. That's just the way it is. So now let's fast forward now. You got the slut walk. And basically, what you have now, you got a lot of women out here who is popping their pussy on Instagram. You got a stripper culture. There's a lot of women out here stripping, popping ass, popping pussy, and all that stuff. And more power to you. You're not knocking that. But it's very difficult for them to have real sustainable relationships with a square dude. Let's just be real. A square dude, even if he's a trick dude, he's not going to want a sustainable relationship with a stripper. No square dude really wants that. You know, he likes the free sex. He'll hang in there for the free sex, but after he gets tired of fucking you, he's going to go with another stripper and do the same thing. So it's not going to be a long, sustainable relationship. And the thing is, women, if you want to be a slut or be in the game and strip and all this old stuff and have a relationship, number one, you're going to have to be in and out of relationships with dudes because they ain't going to be down with what you're doing. And number two, you're going to have to lie to a dude about what you do. So you're going to have to be sneak slutting and sneak hoeing. And that's going to cut into your hoeing money. Because instead of focusing on stacking paper, you're going to be focusing on covering your lies. So that's going to mess you up in the game. So the thing is, if you're in the game, if you're slutting it up, the only people that's going to be down to rock with you is some pimping. And once you get up under some pimping, you're going to have to get up under some instructions. And the instructions and the rules and the codes and the guidelines, you're going to have discipline to abide by them. See, there's no discipline in being a slut. But once you get up under some instructions, there's discipline in that. You got to have discipline in that. You got to have some game. You got to have some structure. There's financial quotas. There's a lot of stuff that goes into that. So a lot of women say, well, shit, how come these dudes just don't accept me? I don't want to be up under those instructions. Shit, I like to just slut it up. And I want to be on Instagram and pop my coochie. And I still want somebody there for me. So now they go get these signs. And they walk around, sluts are people too. Strippers have feelings too, love me. I'm still a human being, which you are, but the thing is, you're going to have to get you some pimping, boo. Y'all trying to get away from that pimping. That's the thing, y'all want to try the Kim Kardashian route. You know, you want to pop that coochie and then make you come up off of it by being a victim, and that's another thing. If they pop coochie enough and then act like a victim, they think they can go the Kim Kardashian route. And Amber Rose does that a lot. She goes to these little slut walks and she forces herself to cry, talking about how all the black men did her wrong. That's another reason why I don't fuck with her. She gets up there forcing herself to cry. Oh, Kanye said he had to take 30 showers to be with me. And Wiz made me feel so bad. Okay. See, they want to go into victim mode so they can get some of that Kim Kardashian money. See, Kim did it a certain way. Kim did it, you know, she had the little sex tape with Ray J, and she played it the victim thing all the way through. See, you got to play the victim thing all the way through. See, if Kim Kardashian stripped beforehand, that shit wouldn't have never worked. She played the victim all the way through. Oh, no, my God. You know, my ex-boyfriend, Ray J, put out our tape. And I'm so embarrassed. And now she's become a zillionaire off that. So a lot of people want to replicate that. But Ray J pimped that, though. Ray J pimped the hell out of that. Because, see, Ray J got his come up off that. Ray J got his paper off that. Oh yeah, Kim Kardashian knew the tape was coming out. And you know what's interesting, Kim Kardashian, there was some stories came out that she just got robbed over in Paris at gunpoint. And you know, if this is true, that lady got robbed, that's not cool. Because a lot of people were making jokes about, you know, her getting robbed at gunpoint. If she actually got robbed, that's not cool. But there are some red flags. I saw a report earlier talking about how she was concerned that there was a sex tape that was stolen or something. I don't know how true this story is, but that sounds kind of wishy-washy. Like you were robbed at gunpoint and there's a sex tape missing. Now, if that story is true, that sounds wishy-washy. That sounds like, okay, here we go. We got another billion-dollar sex tape with her and Kanye coming. All right, now that sounds like a publicity stunt. Because look, some people are questioning whether Kim Kardashian actually got robbed. I don't know. I don't know. Because I will say this, she has pulled a publicity stunt a couple of times. Like that sex tape with Ray J, that was a publicity stunt. She was in on it all along. Also, that marriage to that dude. What was that dude, that basketball player? What was his name? That was another damn publicity stunt. That was a major publicity stunt. That was arranged. They planned that shit from day one. They planned the marriage and they planned the divorce from day one. That was a whole publicity stunt. But the thing is, with that slut walk thing, it's like, love us. Treat us like you treat everybody else. Wife us up too. Just because we like sucking a little dick, popping a little coochie, spreading our butt cheeks for the gram, you can still wife us up. That's all that is. And a lot of dudes, the square dudes are like, not really. Well, that's slut shaming. No, not because I don't want to wife you up. You know, I'm not slut shaming. You can go ahead and be the biggest slut you want to be. I'm just not trying to wife you up. That's how a lot of square dudes are thinking. But some dudes with some pimping under their belt, they're like, okay, I ain't with the giving the shit away for free nonsense. Now, if you're trying to get some paper, you can step on over here in the pimp quarters. But basically, it's a Slut Lives Matter walk. This is a whole hustle. We want to not have any kind of discipline, any kind of order. We want to just kind of fuck around and lick coochie and do whatever. And we want you dudes to still put a ring on it. That's basically what they're saying. And the thing is, a lot of times women will try to do this because, again, they need stability. But a lot of women, they want to slut it up. So they got to look for ways to find that stability. And if they ain't trying to get it from some pimping, somebody who's going to really, really show them how to put it 10 toes down and get it, they're going to take alternative methods. I was watching a show called 90 Day Fiancé. I think it comes on the TLC channel. And this show, 90 Day Fiancé, usually it's a bunch of hideous white women who get dudes from overseas, places like Morocco and places like that. They get these dudes who need a visa in a green card, and they go and get these men and, you know, try to have relationships with them. And it's very funny. Some of that's funny. You know, sometimes you see the dudes get the Russian brides. They'll get a couple of chicks from the Philippines or something like that. But on this season, there's a sister on there. She's a young sister. She's like, look like she's like 22, 23. So a young, cute sister. Real cute sister. Little slim, cute thing. I forgot where she lives. I want to say she lives in D.C. I forgot where she lived. But the sister got her some mail order dude from the Dominican Republic. She went to the Dominican Republic and she's trying to bring this dude in so they can get married. You know, they got to get married in 90 days. And, you know, he's trying to get his green card or whatever. But I'm looking at this and I'm like, why is this cute ass chick? Somebody in the chat room know what I'm talking about. Yeah, why? You look at it and you're like, why is this cute fucking chick? Why she got to go to the Dominican Republic to get a dude to wipe her up? Now, the chick low-key looks a little crazy in the eyes. She's one of those cute chicks that kind of has a crazy look in her eye. She's one of them kind. A lot of, you got to kind of be a seasoned player to see it. Certain women, if you're a seasoned player, there's a look in their eye. You can tell that, you know, she might be crazy as cat shit. There's a look that they have. She's from Atlanta. Somebody says she's from Atlanta, but she's real cute, a little slim, cute thing. But she has a little crazy look in her eye. So she gets this dude. He's from the Dominican Republic. So he comes on out here and they go to some clubs and stuff. And she gets drunk and she starts dancing all up on different dudes. She gets drunk and she starts popping her ass all on different dudes in the club. And the Dominican guy is like, I did not sign up for this. I did not notice. He is drunken. I did not notice. So he ain't cool with that shit. So now I see what's popping. And he's telling her, he's like, oh, what, you drinking, you drunk, and you dancing with me? I don't like you dancing with me. And that's why she went to the Dominican Republic, because this woman, she wanted to slut it up. She wanted to be out here, because she's a young chick, so she still wants to be out here popping that cooch, grinding up on other dudes. She still wants to slut it up, but she knows dudes out here ain't really fucking with her like that. They ain't about to wipe her up and give her no damn stability. So her thing is, well, if I get me a nigga from the Dominican Republic who needs a green card, who can't leave, so I got some emotional stability at home, and I can go out here and slut it up in the streets. So that's why she went over there and got the dude. See, that's how important stability is. Emotional stability is for women. They need that emotional stability even if they want to slut it up. And the Dominican dude, he ain't with that bullshit. He's like, I get my green card elsewhere. He don't give a shit. Ain't no dude gonna risk you out here slutting it up while they're sitting at home and you coming home with dick residue. No dude. Even if a nigga needs a green card, he ain't going with that. So the thing is, women, if you were in slut mode and all that, I say find you some good pimping. That's what the pimps are for. They'll give you all the emotional stability you need. Y'all want to slut it up without the stigma. And they're trying to rebrand slutting. And the thing is, just throwing your ass out there willy-nilly just to be throwing it, there's never been any real dignity behind that. You know, I got more respect for a real bona fide 10 toes down street hoe, because she at least has an agenda, than somebody who's out there just slutting it up, popping pussy, throwing cooch and mouth and booty hole all over the neighborhood just to be doing it, because you think you're somehow empowered by doing that. I mean, hell, people have been doing that, hell, since the beginning of time. They've been slutting it up. So you take what comes with that. Find you some PIs in your life so you can get up under some instructions. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Ali Radio Show family. Again, my email is info@tariqali.com. Go to the More Russ app, register for free, join. It's real fly. We got the site now where you can add links, you can add your location. Everything is popping. That's at morerus.com, morus.com. And get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to holler at you guys on Ustream. Y'all have a good one, fam.